Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. Stand up for your country. Last month of the year. Not a good year, 2021. I don't think it's as bad as 2020, but almost. This COVID thing, it's no relief, right? But I'll be happy to see 21 get behind us. Next year, politically speaking, going to be fascinating, and I'll talk about that in a little while. So President Biden had a kind of a busy day today. 12:35, he addressed the nation's supply chain and said, yeah, we'll have most of the stuff you want for Christmas, whatever, but not everything. And then at 2:30, it's World AIDS Day. 38 million human beings have died from AIDS since it began in the early 1980s. It's World AIDS Day, and Mr. Biden acknowledged that. And then late this afternoon, the menorah was lighted by the President and First Lady in celebration of Hanukkah. Okay. And Mr. Biden did take a few questions from the press today, but I got to say, the questions are so lame. I don't even know what's going on with the White House press corps. Is there anybody in there? You know, I got the Fox guy, Steve Doocy. He plays a gotcha game. I'm not criticizing. It's Peter Doocy. Steve Doocy's the father. I'm not criticizing Peter because once in a while you got to do that. But there are so many things going wrong. And the White House press corps just ignores 90% of them. Never seen anything like it. Rasmussen daily tracking. Joe Biden ticks up to 43% job approval and 56 disapprove. No other polling to speak of this week. So he goes, the president does, to Minnesota yesterday for another, here's the president waving the flag and everything's great appearance. And while he's on the road in his caravan, there are people who are disrespecting him. Not many, maybe 30 or 40 F Joe Biden signs, you know, that kind of disrespect. And I'm just wondering myself what these people think they're accomplishing. Now, if you want to wave a Trump flag, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But if you're going to go F you to the president of the United States, that's not. It's not fine. All right, you respect the office. You don't respect the man, fine. Perfect right to do that. But the office, if you don't respect the office of presidency, you shouldn't be here. And I'm not America lover to leave it kind of guy, but if the whole system to you isn't worth respecting, then why are you here? Why? So now people say, well, other side, to much respect Donald Trump, and then I go back to you do not justify bad behavior by pointing to other bad behavior. It does not give you a license to do terrible things because terrible things were done to you or to someone you know. You can defend yourself, but evil is evil. So if you see evil and then you come out and do an evil act, it compounds it. Now, is F you, Joe Biden, an evil act? I wouldn't say so. I'd say it's immature. It's disrespectful to the country. It shouldn't happen. I wouldn't say it's evil. If you tried to physically hurt Mr. Biden, that would be evil. But we need to get away from this stuff. So here's some good news for you. And I thought about this a lot. The progressive movement, which is causing immense damage in this country, immense, and who is controlling Joe Biden, the president, the progressive movement has reached its pinnacle and is now on the decline about 2 months in. Reached its pinnacle before the election, the local elections in November. So maybe middle of October. Now, you wouldn't know it because the media is still progressive left. But if you study the ratings the way I do, and I have a vested interest in studying the ratings because the O'Reilly factor will never be ever topped 16 years number one in a row. That'll never happen again. And our numbers were just astronomical. So I like to see what these people are doing now. And CNN and MSNBC are in absolute freefall. And Fox has lost a lot. And then on the networks, on the morning shows, not nearly what they used to be. And the network news, they haven't lost as much, but it's static. CBS Evening News, they're in trouble. So you wouldn't know that the progressive movement is on the slide because it isn't reported. But a couple of facts. 19 Democrats in the House have said they're not going to run next year. 19. That's a lot. 11 Republicans. Okay? Now, you got to kind of declare you're going to run in the next 3 or 4 weeks to raise the money that you need. And I think that Democrats, I think 30 might not run again. 30. Republicans, maybe 15. So that gives the grand old party, the Republicans, a tremendous advantage going into the midterm elections. Okay? It's not going to be as bad in the Senate. You're not seeing as many senators hang it up. But to me, this wave of anger against the progressives and Joe Biden is building. So let's get the Build Back Better bill. Okay? Heard anything about this week? Haven't heard a word. It's not going to get done this year. All right? So Biden was saying, oh, it'll get done in October, it'll get done in November, it'll get done in December. No. Not going to get done. I don't think it'll ever get done. They'll have to drop it from $1.7 trillion to $1.2 trillion for it even to be considered. And even then, I don't think Joe Manchin going to go for it. It's too much waste. And there is a colossal amount of waste in this. It's essentially, we're going to pay you to vote for us bill. Joe Biden's will pay you to vote for the Democratic Party bill. That's what it is. Okay? So you haven't heard anything about it. I don't think you will, because after next week, they all split for Christmas. New poll. This comes from the Kennedy School, my alma mater at Harvard. But it's a really dopey poll. So they asked political affiliation, Democrat 39, Republican 22. That's not an honest poll. And I mean, they printed this. We asked them what was their, and this is what it is. So the first question is, how important to you is that America is a democracy? 78 say it's important, not important, 70. I should mention that this is a poll between Americans ages 18 and 29. But still, you can balance it. There are enough younger Americans who are Republicans, you can balance it. Second question, which of the following best describes the USA Today? Healthy, somewhat functioning, 34. Failed, in trouble, 52. Well, that's pretty interesting. So the younger folks, 18 to 29, think the country's failed. And I'm going to try to find out why on Monday. We're searching around for an intelligent younger person who thinks the country's failed. Tell me why. Final question, American democracy is working as well as it should be. Agree 24, disagree 64. So the younger people, they think the country is in dire trouble. Now, I agree with them. Country is in dire trouble, but not for the same reasons they see. Okay? I think the country is in dire trouble because of this fanatical far left progressive movement actually taking root because the media, the corrupt media, has assisted it. That's why the country's in trouble with me. The younger people say, oh, no, nothing's working. And I'm going to go, I don't think so. Most Americans have pretty much every luxury thing they could possibly have, even the poor. I mean, 98% of Americans have a cell phone. So why isn't it working? Why isn't capitalism working? You can game the system, by the way, for $45,000 a year if you figure out all the entitlement welfare stuff, $45K. And you wonder why 5 million people have left the workplace? Okay. All right, Chris Cuomo, we covered him yesterday. This is a very simple story. So Cuomo is loyal to his brother, former governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, and he tried to help him. Problem is, he used his position at CNN to advance Andrew Cuomo's cause. Didn't help. In the end, Andrew Cuomo got whacked, as they say in The Sopranos. And we'll have a segment on The Sopranos coming up. So what this is all about is journalistic ethics. Chris Cuomo should have known, and certainly CNN should have known, that if you are emotionally involved in a story, you recuse yourself from that story. It's like a judge. If the judge's nephew is on trial, the judge recuses. But Cuomo didn't do that. But okay, Chris Cuomo, I don't know if he's a journalist. I haven't seen that side of him, even though he worked for Fox News and ABC News. I really haven't seen that. But CNN should have come in and immediately say, hey, you can't cover your brother. You have to recuse yourself. We'll cover it another way. But since CNN didn't have anybody running its operation that's a journalist, it didn't do that. So CNN, in addition to suspending Chris Cuomo, should have suspended itself. I mean, because it had the power to tell Cuomo, you don't cover your brother. But as I said yesterday, there are no standards anymore, anywhere. You know, I'm researching the Trump stuff, and I'll tell you a little bit about that, because 10 days from now, we'll start the first show. And the lack of journalistic standards and reporting on Donald Trump's first year, it's beyond anything you've ever considered. But anyway, Chris Cuomo is out for a while indefinitely. I don't know what that means. I don't rejoice in that. You know, it's never should have happened. But far beyond Chris Cuomo, it's CNN's fault. In the same release of testimony documents, emails from New York State, that's how Cuomo got in trouble. New York State dumped all its investigative paper on Andrew Cuomo and his popped in. Katie Tour, T-U-R, a host on MSNBC, was implicated in taking Andrew Cuomo's talking points word for word and spitting them out on MSNBC. One of Cuomo's top advisors, Andrew Cuomo, said, quote, I'm texting with Katie Tour. She is saying my spin live, like verbatim, unquote. So what will happen to Katie Tour, NBC News? Nothing. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but nothing happened so far. It's 48 hours. These people don't care. You don't think this happens every day? That some host gets called up and gets fed stuff and they just spit it out. Awful. And finally, two vile human beings, Jake Tapper and Brian Stelter, are rumored to be seeking Chris Cuomo's job. This is an anonymous source report at a Mediaite. I don't know if it's true. I don't do anonymous sourcing here. I do know that Tapper and Stelter are vile human beings. Sorry. Got to tell the truth. Okay. Let's get on to JP Morgan. So they're supposed to have a big convention in person in San Francisco. There's a mini rebellion. Again, anonymous sources. This comes from the New York Post. Says, we're not going. We don't want to go to San Francisco. We're afraid. We don't want to go to the St. Francis Hotel to this convention because we think we're going to get hurt in San Francisco where there's no law and order. None. So that's interesting. And I think you're going to see more and more of that. Oakland, right across the bay, Police Chief LaRon Armstrong says, hey, we have so many murders, we can't solve them. So if you want to kill somebody, go to Oakland. And Mr. Armstrong said, we need more police in Oakland. So they have record-breaking murders there. And in Chicago, they passed 1,000 murders, first time since 1994, just as a baseline. In 2019, there were 675 homicides in Chicago. Now, with 1 month left, there are 1,000. Again, no law enforcement in Cook County. People die. Now, I'm not a big podcast guy. I'm way too busy for that. And I don't consider this broadcast a podcast. This is a news broadcast, the No Spin News. Podcasts are mostly audio, but they are sweeping the world. It's estimated 100 million people listen to podcasts on a regular basis. And the most popular podcasts are crime podcasts, like Serial and My Favorite Murder. So people go in and they discuss or listen to or whatever all of these criminal situations. And then you have books. So my book, Killing the Mob, one of the best-selling books of 2020 and 21, okay? This book has sold hundreds of thousands of copies, Killing the Mob. And now there's another book, and I'm sure the two authors would like to sell hundreds of thousands of copies, and maybe they will. Call Woke Up This Morning, The Definitive Oral History of the Sopranos by Steve Sciarippa and Michael Imperioli, who starred in that program and who do a podcast about the Sopranos. Mr. Sciarippa joins us now from New York City.
Hey, so, Bill, how are you, pal?
What was that?
How are you?
I'm the same, which is tragic for everybody. Okay, so there's been no improvement here from the last time you were on.
Gotcha.
What is it about criminals that fascinates the American public?
You know, I this has been going back since the beginning of movies, mob movies, just like Westerns. You know, mob movies are kind of like even the modern day Westerns. People are fascinated with this life, which is a horrible life, Bill. You know, I grew up around this in Bensonhurst in the 60s and 70s. These are bad people that do bad things, not just to each other. Let's not, you know, people mistaken that, oh, they just hurt each other. No, they don't. They hurt a lot of innocent people. But yet, for whatever reason, we continue to like them, dress like them. There's a lot of wannabes, the cigars, conventions, nonsense. I can't put my finger on it. I used to watch ID Discovery. I did a couple of shows for them about murders. And then it just got too much for me. And it was like, if I want to see murders and horrific things, I'll just put on the news. That's all you need. I don't need to watch that for recreation. So I don't quite know.
Okay, so I watch you on Blue Bloods as the detective, the good guy who wants to protect people. And then I contrast you to Bobby Bacala. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
In the Sopranos. And in the Sopranos, you're not a hardcore bad guy. You got the trains going on. Chase is smart enough to humanize everybody in that cast. And that's part of your book, that you and Imperioli give you the inside stuff on how all the scenes went down. But Chase, the creator, smart enough to humanize you and the other bad guys. Coppola did it in The Godfather. I mean, you don't get more evil than Michael Corleone. He's just a quintessential evil SOB. Yet, in the beginning, he was a good guy. So I think it's this dichotomy between good and evil. But getting back to you, you, I'm sure, get still more reaction to Sopranos than Blue Bloods, and Blue Bloods a big hit.
Yeah, but it's kind of evened out quite a bit. I mean, Blue Bloods is a terrific show, and people love it. They love the family dinner. They love the prayer. They love that they don't kowtow to what's going on in the world now. You know, they don't. And people find it refreshing. We're in our 12th season, and I think it's great. And I tell you what, personally, I'd much rather have cops and retired cops come up to me and say, hey, I like what you're doing, as opposed to some fat wise guy downtown, you know, saying, oh, yeah, man, I used to kill guys.
Can I buy you a steak? Can I buy you a beer?
That's not how you do it. A guy stopped me in the street. You know, I love the show. Last night, that's not the way you whack people. I went, okay, I got to get going.
You know, I really don't really want to know how you whack people. It's a fascinating thing, though, particularly The Sopranos. So my son, 18 years old, he didn't watch the original Soprano band. I did. But now he loves watching it. And I ask him, very intelligent kid, I said, look, because he doesn't watch any TV. Kids don't watch TV anymore. They're too busy texting about their new sneakers. But he watches, you know, the whole, and I said, what is it? Why are you watching The Sopranos? What are you getting out of it? And you know what he says? He says, it's different from my life. It's like people are transported into a different life that they would never, ever do. Although I think, you know, some disturbed people do pick up stuff. But it's almost like a car accident. It's almost like, whoa, does that really happen? And I think that's why they're so fascinated with The Sopranos, which was so well done.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very smart show. And you said your son is smart. And a lot of these kids are smart. And it holds up, Bill, every bit as if it was written yesterday. Besides the obvious, the cars, the computers, the phones. It's a very, very intelligent show, funny show. And
so
it's a whole new generation.
It's a whole new generation. Listen. You can do this until you're 98, because that thing will loop, and people. It's like The Godfather. How many times have you seen it? It's on over Thanksgiving weekend, and I'm going like, and there's Vito Corleone, and I stop, even though I've seen
everybody,
it.
Everybody,
right?
Everybody. That's one of those shows, one of those movies. You see it, you got to watch it.
Okay. You know? In our meeting today, as we were discussing your appearance in the rundown, so one of my staff members said, "Hey, you got to ask him about Tony Soprano and the ending." And I'm going, why? They just went to the diner. You heard the Journey song. And then they faded to black and everybody got mad. And so what was your reaction to that ending? And is there any update on that?
Okay. So we watched it together, nine of us. We're down at the Hard Rock. You know, nine of the cast, the main cast. We watched it, we knew what was gonna happen, and it was still stunning to us. Some people liked it, some people didn't know what went on. Michael Imperioli loved it, okay? I listened to all these people, conspiracy theories, there was different endings, all lies, all lies, all lies, all lies. So matter of fact, December 20th, David Chase comes on, the finale of the podcast is ending, we asked him flat out. He did not give us an answer. It's up to you. It's ambiguous. I think Tony Soprano is alive and well and living in New Jersey. Some people are adamant that he died. There is no answer. It's like a book. You close
a book. I heard
Bill,
that
you close a book and it's what you thought of the book, you know?
Well, in Killing the Mob, we get everybody whacked. All the bad guys are out. But I heard that Tony Soprano is Chris Christie's caterer. Did you hear that?
It's very...
So, it's very good an ending as anybody, right? And Carmella is in the business, too. All right, the book is Woke Up This Morning, The Definitive Oral History of the Sopranos. Obviously, if you know a Sopranos fan, makes a tremendous Christmas gift. Steve Sciarrippa is a good guy. I've known him for many years. We commiserate at the New York Knick game sometimes. And excellent actor, Steve. I mean, how you can play the gangster and the good detective as effectively as you do, that just proves it all. So have a good holiday season. Bro. Thanks for helping us out.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Okay. Everything is expensive these days. You know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Jim Harbaugh, you know who Jim Harbaugh is? He's the football coach of Michigan. So Michigan, for the first time in eons, beats Ohio State and gets into the tournament. And Harbaugh's not real popular at the University of Michigan. He's kind of a crusty guy. I like him. And his brother, John, who coaches the Baltimore Ravens. But Harbaugh did something very interesting. So by getting into the tournament, by beating Ohio State, he gets all kinds of bonus money. So Harbaugh is going to donate up to $3.5 million of his money back to the Michigan, University of Michigan football program and the employees who had their salaries lessened, cut by COVID. What a nice thing to do. Isn't it? So I wanted everybody to know about it. Now I'm rooting for Harbaugh to go all the way. This day in history, December 1st, 1917. So when I was a little kid, I saw a movie called Boys Town. Spencer Tracy is the priest. Mickey Rooney was the rotten kid, and they didn't know what to do with him. So they brought him to this place in Nebraska, outside of Omaha, called Boys Town. Now, if you haven't seen that movie, watch it. Rooney and Spencer Tracy, tremendous actors, by the way. So a lot of people think it was just a movie. But Boys Town is a real place. And it opened 104 years ago today. And here's what the founder of Boys Town, Father Flanagan, said. Go.
If the future of our country is to be secure from dangerous enemies from within, parents and guardians of children must become more conscious of the responsibilities which God has placed upon them. We must become more virtuous in our own lives, that we may teach more effectively the lesson of proper citizenship by example as well as instruction. Kindness and love will open the heart of any problem boy. That heart will melt within the warmth of the sunshine of love. I have really never found a boy who wanted to be bad.
And to this day, Boys Town operates because there are a lot of, and they take girls now too, there are a lot of children who are so damaged by their parents. And we discussed this yesterday, okay? So wiped out by horrible parents. And the foster system, there are some very good foster parents, and that is one of the hardest things that you could possibly do. But this institution, Boys Town, it operates today, and it is an enormous, enormous charity, okay? Forbes ranks it 97 on the top 100 largest charities in the USA, and it takes kids that are out of control, that the systems can't handle. And Father Flanagan, I think he's a little idealistic. I think some kids will never be able to be saved. It's like some adults, but most kids can be reached. You know, when I was teaching high school, I reached some of them, not all of them. I couldn't save all of them. And I spent a lot of time on my students who I knew were troubled. And it always went back to the parents, always. So I wanted to bring that to your attention, that Boys Town opened 104 years ago today. It is still open. And if you have some charitable money to give, you might check that out. Okay, quick break. Then we have a good mail segment and a final thought on my preparation for the Trump tour. Right back.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, a number of things. What is it? Almost 24 hours. Going to have a live event on BillO'Reilly.com for premium members and concierge members only. So if you are not one, you can sign up. And you should, because you'll get all kinds of discounts and you'll be able to see a lot of stuff that will help your life, particularly concierge members who have direct access to me. I'm giving a lot of advice about holiday stuff. I hope it's good advice. And if I give you as a concierge member advice on holiday stuff, please give me feedback whether it works or not. But I'm doing a lot of that now. Anyway, the town hall Thursday, tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern time. You can submit your questions now. I'm going to answer them live, and I'll answer them during the program on my stupid phone. I'll give you an example of a question. In your opinion, O'Reilly, what is the single biggest mistake Donald Trump made in the 2020 election, and will he avoid repeating it next time around? It's a good question, and I'll answer that question. What's the biggest mistake Donald Trump made in the last campaign? Another question, what American, past or present, do you have the most respect for? I'll answer it. So this is what we're going to do. I guarantee you it'll be the fastest hour of the week. Boom, boom, boom. It'll be fun. And we're doing that because, as the Mouseketeers once said, why? Because we like you. All right. And the BillO'Reilly.com store proves that. If you want autographed books, the cutoff is a week from today. I've signed 1,000 books over the weekend. 1,000. Now, I'm flattered. Killing the Mob is just through the roof again. But Killing Crazy Horse and all 10 Killing books, you tell us when you want signed. I'll sign them for you. You have a week to get those orders in. Now, listen to this. If you become a premium member or a concierge member, you get huge discounts on everything we have in our store. PMs get 20% off. Concierge members will give you 40% off just this week. 40% off. Throw up those Christmas ornaments. I mean, these are the greatest. You should buy 10 packs of this. 40% off. That goes for books. Goes up for the Stand Up For Your Country merchandise. If you're a concierge member, and if you're a premium member, you get 20. Okay, if you buy more than 100 bucks on BillO'Reilly.com, you get a picture of me and Holly. Signed, hand signed by me. I signed about 400 of those over the weekend. Holly can't write, so I have to do it. Trying to teach the corgi to write, but it's hopeless. Okay, let's go to the mail. Wayne, concierge member. Thank you, Wayne. It is not to me important that Chris Cuomo use his position to try to help his brother, but that he use his position to try to help his brother cover up criminal activity. Not fair, Wayne. Andrew Cuomo has not been convicted of any criminal activity. And he probably will not be. Okay? You got to keep it inside the boundary. Now, Cuomo lost his job as governor. Many people believe he did what he is accused of. But there is no record of criminal activity. Maybe there will be. But I don't think he's going to get convicted of anything. Pam, what will the government do when the vax population develops health issues a year from now? I am equally fearful of the virus and the vaccine. I understand, Pam, the fear, but you can't live your life on, well, what if the vaccine turns everybody into a vampire in a year? I mean, you just have to go with what the odds are. And the facts are that if you're vaxxed and you get COVID, it's going to be very mild and you won't die. That's the fact. Larry Rubling, St. Charles, Missouri. Bill, you're exactly right about the subculture. Thank you for clearly articulating the reasons behind the lawlessness. You could even expand it to include many who are part of this, who are not part of the subculture, but who are apathetic about everything. Apathy is just hurting us. You know, you guys watching me now, listening to me now on WABC, you're not apathetic. You're taking the time to gain knowledge, to listen to my point of view, to consider it. But so many people don't care about anything but themselves. And that allows all this evil to run unchecked. Penny, can't help but wonder about all the work that was done by us baby boomers way back when to put an end to segregation in this country. All for naught? No. The progressive left wants segregation. They want to isolate groups into tribes that will vote for them. But as I said earlier in this broadcast, the progressives are on the slide. Jan Ashdown, Pleasant View, Utah. I'm a retired general surgeon. During my career, I removed thousands of gallbladders. Not all at once. Good line, Jan. How I wish I would have had your advice to give to my patients and to have them calm down a bit. Look, my advice that Jan, the doctor, is referring to is that if you have a malady, which I had, you got to accept it. Nothing you can do about it. All right? You just have to accept it. And then you fight the pain or the inconvenience. Fight it. Mobilize. And you'll get better. Jim Nichols, Montpelier, Virginia. Hey, Bill, good final thought. My family supports independencefund.org. I intend to ultimately provide a wheelchair for one of our heroes. And I just did. So $15,000, independencefund.org gets a wheelchair for one of our severely wounded military people. I've given to that charity. As you know, we have raised more than $30 million. But there's still a waiting list. I mean, we've given away like 3,000, 4,000 chairs. But thank you, Jim. You're a patriot, and I really appreciate it. Charlie Fish, I solved 9 gifts with 3 separate orders of premium gift memberships. 3 memberships to give away, 3 books to give away, and 3 sets of balls to give to the 3 grandchildren, as it is our tradition to give ornaments on Christmas. See? BillO'Reilly.com Christmas store. It's magic. All right, word of the day, don't be a snolly goster. Love, great word. S-N-O-L-L-Y-G-O-S-T-E-R. Okay, so I'm back with a final thought on my Trump preparation.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, final thought of the day. I'm on Hannity Radio, as I am every Wednesday, and we're discussing the Trump history tour, which begins 10 days from now in Sunrise, Florida, FLA Live Arena, December 11th. Next day, the Amway Center in Orlando. Then the next weekend, Houston and Dallas. So I have to prep here. I have to come up with questions that have not been asked before, and I have to research those questions. Now, Hannity gave me a few suggestions. We had a pretty good time kicking it around. We posted that on BillO'Reilly.com if you want to listen. But I got to tell you, this is one of my hardest assignments ever, because the people who are coming, and we've sold about 30,000 tickets. You can still get good seats, but the massive amount of people coming, they're expecting something they don't hear on TV or at the rallies, and they're going to get it. But I have to research everything, all right? So, for example, today I was researching that horrendous attack on Donald Trump in 2018 when he was in Europe honoring the World War I dead, and the Atlantic magazine said that he disparaged U.S. Marines killed in World War I. You'll remember that. It's harrowing what happened there. Harrowing. And that's the kind of stuff that I'm going to bring to President Trump, and we will discuss. And I'm researching Putin, Helsinki. Okay, what happened there? So I'm not whining. This is the biggest challenge of my career, by far. So I'm on stage with the 45th president of the United States for more than 2 hours talking about his administration. Okay? And I have to bring it. I have to bring it. And I will. But I'm doing a lot of research and a lot of thinking about what questions to ask, how to present those questions. And then on the bottom half of the show, you get to ask questions if you come to the shows. You get to write them down. I will ask the president. So this is going to be for the ages, as they say. And another reason to sign up for BillO'Reilly.com premium membership, premium members will get to see some of the show. Some. Not all, not even close to all. I mean, you want to see it, you got to go. But premium members, we're going to give you some tape to see. All right. Thank you for watching us tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow.